This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. It's no secret that President Trump has a very different energy policy than his predecessor. Yesterday, the administration announced a proposal to dramatically expand offshore oil and gas drilling. Another opening for drillers under this White House, the delay of a requirement that companies disclose payments they make to foreign governments. The rule is meant to prevent bribery and corruption, but now it may not just be delayed. Republicans in Congress are trying to repeal this section of the law entirely. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
Lots of natural resources, diamonds, oil, iron ore, are buried in countries with histories of corruption, places where bureaucrats have, say, demanded bribes in exchange for oil contracts. The mining and drilling sector is the most corrupt in the world, according to a study by the Intergovernmental Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. So to fight this, the U.S. Congress passed a bill in 2010 requiring oil and gas companies listed on Wall Street to publish all payments to governments. The idea? To deter companies from dirty business, says Barnaby Pace of the anti-corruption group Global Witness.
Fundamentally, it helps protect them and prevent demands for bribes when they can say, well, look, we can't pay a bribe. If we did, this would be entirely obvious because we'll have to disclose the figures at the end of the year.
But before the rules kicked in last year, Congress and President Trump took measures to stop them. Now there's at least a year-long delay, plus a separate effort to repeal them altogether. Why? U.S. industry argues that disclosure puts them at a competitive disadvantage to foreign drillers that don't have to tell this info. Harvard business professor George Serafim puts the argument this way.
If they disclose some of that information can be used by some of their competitors to offer, for example, better contracts to governments and take some of those assets.
The American Petroleum Institute backs up this argument of disadvantage, and the Trump administration says mandatory disclosure costs too much for oil companies. But Barnaby Pace at Global Witness says 70% of the biggest oil companies in the world disclose their payments with no problem. And he says corruption is still a huge issue worth fighting. One big case? Shell Oil and the Italian state-owned company Eni will soon go on trial in what he calls the biggest corporate bribery case ever. The allegation? Bribing Nigerian officials with up to $1 billion.
Some of the executives facing a trial today were told that the $1 billion they were paying for this one of Nigeria's most valuable offshore oil blocks was likely to find its way into a vast bribery scheme.
The missing billion was supposed to go to the Nigerian people. That amount is exactly the country's annual health budget, and exactly how much the government wanted to spend fighting the extremist group Boko Haram, says Edwin Okoria in Nigeria. He's an advocate for the anti-poverty group One.org, and he says Boko Haram's attacks drove 2 million people out of their homes.
This is like the population of a whole country that is displaced, that needs to be fed, needs to be housed, and that could have been taken care of if there was enough money for logistics, enough money for arms, money for equipment. Lives are lost.
When a country is rich in commodities but its people are poor, this is often called the resource curse. Ikoria says the U.S. led the global fight against this curse when it passed the disclosure law in 2010. Canada and the EU followed Washington's example, and now, he says, Washington's going the other way.
When you on one breath talk about democracy and the rule of law and transparency, and then on the other hand, in the name of protecting companies, you back out of international transparency initiatives, it just smacks hypocrisy.
The U.S. has just pulled out of another initiative for companies around the world to volunteer information on the money they pay to governments. It's called the Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative, and Jonas Moberg heads the international office in Norway.
And more companies, oil and gas companies, big ones, have started to make this sort of information available, saying, you know what, whether it's we're forced by the SEC, we ought to actually just make it public.
Even Russian and Chinese companies disclose more information than American firms do. That's according to numbers run by Global Witness. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.